All right, afternoon practice. Thought the guys handled the schedule well. A little bit of a change. I think we got accomplished. I felt good about the fact that we had, after the day, their day off. And again, it wasn't a vacation day. I thought they all handled it extremely well. Very professional. We came back this morning, had a chance to review things, and for the most part, had pretty good execution out here. We did a lot of red zone work, of course, and then base. And I think we got a lot done today. So at least pleased with the progress today. And then we'll go in tonight and do the meetings and keep moving. I think there's some players out here that are making progress. And you probably have questions about some of the specifics. Some of the young DBs and receivers, I think, have established themselves and are playing pretty good ball. Not to mention some of the young linemen. Who did a decent job blocking today. So, with that being said, I'll take your questions.
Has Travis Benjamin shown you maybe more than you expected at this point?
I don't know if more than I expected. I anticipated with his just natural size that he might get banged around and be less efficient, but he's done a great job. I think he handles the traffic pretty well. And you could see today he caught the ball in contested situations extremely well. So we knew that he had the skill and ability to play in this league. And at least to this point, he's doing a good job of improving his game.
Pat, in minicamp, I asked you about reestablishing the fade into the repertoire in the red zone. That was before you got Josh Gordon. What does he bring then in your efforts to make that a staple inside the red zone?
Well, I think the fade, it can be a good play, if you have a guy that's a mismatch size-wise or whatnot. It's something I think that is important to have in your red zone package. But from that standpoint, too, they can take that away, and that's why you have all the other route combinations. But just by his natural size, he should have the potential to be a pretty good fade runner.
He looked like he came down with a couple.
Yeah, he did a good job in the red zone. And again, he's a big target. Physically, he's like a tight end running around in there, and obviously athletically, he fits the wide receiver mold.
Speaking of tight ends, what does Alex Smith give you that some of the other tight ends might not?
Well, I think Alex is a guy that can play on the line of scrimmage. We've played him in space, in the slot, and then we've also played him in the backfield, so... He can play multiple positions, which is important to an offense.
Doesn't seem like he has a feisty attitude. Is that fair to
I think it's fair to say. It's pretty feisty. I think most of these guys are pretty feisty. They keep it from you, like I do sometimes.
Pat, you talked about last year how important the tight ends were, especially in the red zone.
Yeah.
Look at what Jordan Cameron did today and just the year that he had that season of work. Where last year he kind of came in and got the thrown into the mix.
Yeah, I think it's important. It's like Tony's question about the fade. You talk about tight ends because of their size in the red zone. So those are all things that are important. And you got to be good at multiple things. And I think the key for Jordan Cameron is that he continues to improve his game. You got to be able to do more than one thing for us to throw you the football. If the red light goes on when you're in the game because all you're doing is throwing it, then that's the key to the drill. If the defense knows it's a pass, blocking, all the other things you do when you don't have the football, and I think that's what he's working on.
Yeah, talk a little bit about in regard to depth and seeking the linebacker. I know that's one of the things to get some more depth there. Talk a little bit about the progress being made in that area.
I think our young linebackers have... really, as a group, have stood out to me in terms of their performance out here. And I mentioned a couple days ago how linebackers are like offense and defensive linemen. They're kind of all in a pile. And when we evaluate them, we say, okay, let's see how they do when you put the pads on. And I think some of these young linemen, JMJ is doing a good job, Robertson, Fort, Acho, the list goes on of young linebackers. And I think for the most part, that group is doing a good job.
In terms of the year, talked a lot about Colton Coy.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, obviously he's not getting a lot of reps with the ones.
Yeah. Colt's doing great. I think he's continuing to improve. I'm seeing him do things in this camp that he didn't do a year ago. And he's getting more comfortable within our system. And he's coming to work every day and working hard. And, you know, I think he's doing a good job.
What do you see that he's doing maybe this year?
Well, I just think he's more comfortable in the progressions. If it doesn't go to number one or two, he's throwing it to three instead of taking off and running. Those types of things, commanding the huddle, knowing what his receivers can do and where he can put the football, just all the general quarterback play stuff.
Since Cameron didn't have a lot of game experience as a rookie, critical in the first couple of preseason games to prove something to you?
I think he needs to get lots of reps in the preseason games, and he will. And, you know, he'll be a guy that can play the Y or the tight end position. And then also the second tight end position in two tight end sets. And so he'll play quite a bit in the preseason for sure.
Is he going to be out long?
No, he won't be out long. But he missed today. He's okay. We evaluate him. He'll be back soon.
Is there any kind of timetable on Evan Moore? When you guys expect him back?
He'll be back soon. He's doing more and more and more, and he should be back soon. Well, you know, he's a young player, and he's caught our eye, you know, and he's lining up in there with the ones at the weak safety spot. And so I think he can do all the things you have to do to play safety in this league. He can play the deep part of the field, play the half or the quarters. I think he can come up and support the run. And then when he's in man-to-man situations, typically he'll be matched up on a tight end or a back. And I think he can do that effectively, too. So, but again, there's development that needs to happen. We feel good about where he's at, and we hope he's got another month or so of development before we kick it off for real.
Pat, what did you expect last year from Scott Paxton? And I know he hadn't played a whole lot of, you know, regular season games. And then how's that changed for this year when he's taking a lot of the first-team reps for Phil?
Yeah, I think he's just kind of a tough, gritty guy. And he plays hard in there. He rattles around, plays well against the run. And I think he's kind of one of those veteran defensive tackle type guys that, you know, he's probably getting a few more reps than he would have a year ago. But he's one of those veteran guys that grabs as many reps as he can, you know, and I think that's a good thing.
Can he fill that hole until Phil gets back?
Well, he'll be one of the guys. Yeah, he'll be one of the guys. I would say on our roster, we're going to have to roll a few people in there. And that's what we're trying to find, that right mix. We'll get Ruben back here real soon. And then, you know, obviously we'd feel good about him playing. And then it's the, okay, we're going to man that other spot with the guys that we've talked about, you know, Wynn and Hughes, Paxton, Schaefering, those guys.
What did Tripp do?
He was just getting rotated in, you know. I don't know, he maybe bought somebody lunch. I don't know. No, he was. There was a lot of guys in there rotating. Well, you don't miss anything, do you, Nate? He was in there with the, you know.
Pat, one other thing I was going to ask you is Travis Benjamin. You said after he got drafted, you thought he could earn a role in the rotation.
Yeah.
That was before, obviously, the supplemental draft and guys got quartered. Do you still think there's enough reps for Benjamin to be a significant contributor?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think both of those guys, if they progress like they're doing at the pace they're going now, then I think they're going to be, they'll be major contributors. Both those guys.
Yeah. I know Eddie Williams has been working with the trainers. Didn't see him out there all day.
No, he's not out there. He probably won't be out there for a while.
Questions, guys?
Make any observation about Bernard? You know, this is his first 4-3 defense. How's he doing with his hand on the ground?
He's doing a good job. He's way further ahead this year than he was last year at this time. Remember, he tried to put on a bunch of weight, and my opinion was not good weight based on his frame. and he was in much better shape when he reported, and I think he's doing a good job. Again, preseason games will be important for him as well.
Hey, Pat, you know, you talked about Mitchell Schwartz and having to see the second level evaluation with the pads. How's it going with him, you know, both pass blocking and run blocking?
I think he's doing a good job. You know, he was in there most of the time today with the ones, and I've talked about their individual battles, but also working with the group, and so we'll go in and take a look at it. There was some good competition today. We actually ran the ball to the right a little bit. See that? Yeah, we were testing them, you know. Was that Marty?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Do you guys get together and say, we're going to look at this and this? No, but...
Huh? Those two young guys.
Doing good. Doing good. They're doing well. I think they're... Hughes flashes, you know, in the kind of the run situations, you know, where all of a sudden it looks like he's block bumped, then he'll show up. And, you know, I think Wynn is a flash to me, just his quickness, you know, in terms of pass rush, you know. So they both, I don't want to pigeonhole one as a run player, one as a pass rusher, but I think those are my initial thoughts. You know, I think they both are guys that can play on all three downs, but, you know, that's initially where I'm at.
Thank you.